It's my show. It's Friday. It's football season. Time to head for Magic City.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Alrighty, folks, took people yard right on this show last week. Bama big at Madison. UCLA got busted up by Indiana. Ducks on the cover up north. And the Chargers on the road at Carolina. Again, on Twitter, use at Paramount Sports. Mr. Sterling, how are things in South Florida?
Good. I can't complain. If I did, you wouldn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Right?
I asked you this a couple weeks ago, but with Miami, your Canes just tearing everybody up, and the absolute misery in Tallahassee and Gainesville, does that add a little extra joy to it all?
Yeah, you know, because I think that they, I wouldn't say they thought, the Gator fans, that they were going to be good, but they thought they were going to be competitive, and they thought it was going to be a game that probably went right down to the wire. But to see either both teams not be able, I think Gators have one win over Samford or something like that. I made a decision on all of my Florida shows. I think I have four or five of them. I told all of them, we are not discussing Florida or Florida State until they get a win over a Division I opponent.
All four matchups you and I are going to talk about college-wise are kind of historic. I mean, for the first time as SEC rivals, I call it the Josh Heupel Bowl, the guy who guided Oklahoma to their BCS title, now coaches number 6 Tennessee. They're at Memorial Stadium in Norman for the Sooners. Yeah. I guess we need to learn the name Nico Amalieva, the UT quarterback. Sooners, a 7-point home dog. What gives here?
Yeah, so my wife walked in while I was watching the game a couple weeks ago, and she said, "Who is that coach?" And I told her, "Josh Heupel." She goes, "Oh, he was a lineman?" I'm like, "No, he was a quarterback." She goes, "Oof, boy. He probably couldn't have played quarterback in the pros what he ate." I'm like, yeah, he didn't amount to much in the pros. But he's done a nice job with his team. I mean, their offense is humming right now. They've outscored opponents in the three games 191-13. I don't know if we've ever seen anything like that in three games. The look-ahead line last week, if you wanted to bet them, was 3.5. And after that win, it's all the way up to 7. So the value is gone there. Now, I would play Tennessee at home. If they were at home, and lay up to 14 points. But going on the road, two times they went on the road last year against ranked opponents, Alabama lost by 14, and Missouri lost by 29 points. Nico is really good. I mean, he's got 6 or 7 targets at receiver, but it's his first true road game. He's played 2 neutral site games and 2 home games. It's going to be tough. And also think that their DBs, their cornerbacks, can be had. I think they're ripe to get exposed. And I think the Oklahoma offense, which is finally getting healthy, I've got some receivers that can do some damage here. I'm going to say the wrong team is favored, Oklahoma 30-28 over Tennessee. And I'm going to suggest you not only play Oklahoma, put half your wager on Oklahoma and put half on the money line plus 220.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't see, if Tennessee wins, do you see him winning a 2-, 3-, or 4-point game?
Well, history says probably not, especially on the road. That's one thing I had noticed, and it was further emphasized when you brought it up.
But if they win, I think they're going to win by double digits. It's not going to be close.
All right, let's get to another one. First of all, I'm taking some time to get used to all this. Utah and Oklahoma State, a Big 12 matchup.
Right.
I mean, the Utes were psyched to get Cam Rising back. Then he got hurt against Baylor. Now it looks like he'll be back. Alan Bowman, the trigger man for the Cowboy offense, actually led the country in interceptions last year. Off to a better start this year. But there you go. The Utes, a 2-point road favorite in Stillwater. What's the play here?
So you know, people put different values on quarterbacks, and also you have to factor in the backup. And you see, like in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is worth 7 points. You see, when Peyton Manning was his prime, maybe 8 or 9. The same, Tom Brady is probably like 8. He's usually a pretty decent backup. The line opened 3, Oklahoma State -3. And then when they found out and was announced that Cam Rising was going to play, they made Utah 2. So that was a 5-point swing. I can make an argument that Cam Rising is worth 12 or 13 points. I think he's worth that much to Utah, believe it or not, from his talents and his leadership to the backups. He is smart, experienced, love his play action. I think his team just plays so much better when he's in there. He's like one of these guys that they just believe in the guy. Oklahoma State has some talent, but this year they really haven't had it going on. I mean, Ollie Gordon, their bell cow back, had 1,800 yards last year. Last two games, only 90 yards on 34 carries. Their defense got ripped apart for 600-plus yards against Arkansas. They should have given up. Normally when you give up 600-plus yards, you give up 45 to 52 points. They only give up 31 points in that game somehow. I just think that the odds makers have it wrong here. I think Utah should be close to a 7-point favorite. I have Utah 30-23.
All right. Talking with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. My research has revealed USC and Michigan have met the most times in one bowl, 8 Rose Bowls, and now they're in the same conference.
Right.
Southern Cal hopes they solve their defensive issues with their new guy, Danton Lynn. Go Blue makes the quarterback switch to Alex Orji after they barely beat Arkansas State. Man. Lot of Roach favorites here. Trojans -5 at the Big House. What gives?
So, I thought Alex Orji should have been in the starter. I was watching the spring game like he's better, but from what I heard, he just did not look good except for the spring game. Davis Warren, 6 interceptions in 3 games.
Yikes.
3 in the last game. It was time. I mean, they're going from a no-threat quarterback to a dual-threat quarterback. I think Alex Orji can... I think he can... And put some stress on this USC defense. Now, I do think that USC has improved. They're 2-0 straight up and against the spread. They beat LSU opening week, but really, how good is LSU? LSU got their defense got ripped apart for 33 points by the other USC, South Carolina. So I'm not so sure they are there even that close. I think Michigan's going to play some big boy football, control the offensive and defensive line, and Alex Orji is going to buy some time with some scrambles, make some things happen here. I like Michigan. Wrong team favorite, 24-20.
All righty.
Yep.
And another Big Ten game, Washington licking their wounds. Man, that was a gut punch special, the September Apple Cup. Now they return to their true home, Husky Stadium, host Northwestern. These teams played 3 times in the early 80s, never before, never since. Dogs given the Cats 10, who we like in here.
John Mateer was amazing in that game. Didn't complete a whole lot of passes, but he just had a really good command. And being a dual-threat quarterback really put stress on that Washington defense. Quarterback who's going to play here, Mike Wright, is same type of quarterback, dual-threat quarterback, and I think he can keep the Huskies' defense off balance. So I think it's going to be tough for Washington to get up off the mat here. We're going to go with another scrappy road dog here. I think Washington wins the game 28-23, but I'll take the points here in the Wildcats.
All right, let's get to the NFL a couple weeks back. This looks like a dandy. And then, of course, another concussion for poor Tua. He's on the sidelines. Scary stuff. They hadn't visited Seattle since 2016. Seahawks have won a couple of close ones. They've got a rebuilt offensive line. Hawks -4 to the Fish. How you see this one playing out?
So, I don't know how Miami's going to do in at least the 4 games that Tua's going to be out. But I think Skylar Thompson is a pretty good backup. Seattle got to face Bo Nix, got to face Jacoby Brissett. I think Skylar Thompson's better than these two guys. Skylar Thompson's been in the system for 3 years. He has a stronger arm, can get the ball down the field more than Tua can. He also better runner. So a totally different challenge for Seattle here. Kenneth Walker probably not going to play for Seattle running back. Miami's not played well. I mean, two games they played at home against Jacksonville, and it wasn't until the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game in overtime that they played decent. And then against Buffalo, just did not show up. So I think they're going to band together on this road trip, come together. I think the defense is going to show up. I think the offense is going to put Seattle in some tough situations here. And Seattle, you know, not familiar with this team, 2-0. Just figure that I think they're going to come out ho-hum, and Miami for one game is going to put it all together. Another game, take Miami plus 4.5. I think they win the game, so put another half, sprinkle some money line there, plus 180. Another scrappy road dog.
And so Miami's going to win it outright. Yeah. All right. And the freebie from Lee is UCLA off that yeesh performance, yeah, hoping to get right, by the way, to go to Death Valley to play LSU. It's a big number, the Bayou Bengals, yeah, minus 24. So, Lee, let the good people of Sports Talk know how to get that and all you folks at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Yeah. Well, anyone who wants to get that game for free, just call 800-400-9741. We'll give them that game for free, 800-400-9741. LSU and UCLA is on me. Big weekend. Normally you got to be a monthly or season subscriber at Paramount Sports to get our plays, but we open it up a couple times a year, and we call it our Baker's Dozen. It is 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday, just $97. We've had some 12-1, 11-2, 10-3 records on this promotion. This is what I'm going to do. I'm so sure I'm going to win. If we don't have a winning record, we don't go 7-6 or better, next week is on me. How do you hop on board? And I'm also going to throw in the baseball next two nights. We're now on a 19-5 run in baseball. So Baker's Dozen, 13 games. If you've never been with me before, or for some reason, who knows why, you hopped off, you're looking to hop back on, this is the weekend. Baker's Dozen, 13 games, $97. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
It's a loaded weekend. I can't, yep, wait to just hunker down and watch all of it again on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Lee, you're the man. Always fun stuff. Always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Take it easy.